All right, you guys be in God's house, say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. Now, one of the things I want to say to you. After service, I need to talk to you for a moment. And I know the U of L comes on at 1 o'clock. I'll try to get through it as fast as possible. If there's something I want to talk to you about real quick, and we'll try to get through it real quick right after church. So please keep that in mind. If you just have to leave, that's understandable, but just keep in mind I do need to address the church on something after church. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. All right, quick review. The church has been raptured. We're in heaven. We're praising the Lord. Now a period of 7 years is going to begin. And it is called the tribulation, the 7 year tribulation period. 7 years, okay? Now, in the sixth chapter is basically an outline of what's going to happen during those 7 years. And believe me, this is going to get more detailed, more graphic as we get into it. So just a quick review. Right after the rapture of the church, the Antichrist. The Antichrist, it means he is exactly Satan's representative. But he's going to be a lot like Christ at first. He's going to come across like the hero. Here we have the first horse, you remember. And I saw the Lamb open one of the seals and heard as it were a noise of thunder. And one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And there was a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bowl, and a crown was given unto him that he went forth conquering. We said here he had a bow. You remember this last week. You don't have the arrow yet. This 7 years is broken down into three periods. The first 3.5, the second 3.5. The first 3.5 is not going to be quite as bad as the last 3.5. But when the Antichrist first comes on the scene, if you can imagine what this world's going to look like when millions and millions of people are raptured, I mean, there's going to be chaos all over this planet. This man's going to come to the forefront very fast and say, listen, quit worrying. I got this covered. We're going to do fine. We're going to get recovered from this. If all you do is believe in me and watch me and mind me, I'm going to get us through this. And he's going to come across like some kind of a prince on a white horse. And people are going to believe him. And they're going to flock to him. And they're going to follow his leadership. A crown will be given to him, which means he's going to take power. And this world's going to give him power. And he's going to take it and run with it. You get the picture? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Again, as we go through a quick review. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast come and say, and they went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him to set thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. There will come a time during this 7 year period that the Antichrist's true colors, if you will. You've heard that phrase, true colors, haven't you? You know, we can fool people, but sooner or later, our true colors, our true personality, who we are, is going to come out. And his true colors is going to come out, and it's going to be red, which means bloodshed is going to be shed all over this planet. Because he's going to, not only he's going to first come across like, if you'll follow me, I'm going to save this planet. The next attitude he's going to have is, you will follow me. Period. You get that? That's two totally different attitudes, isn't it? It's like, if you'll come and follow me, we'll get through this thing together. Or if I say, hey, you're going to follow me, or you're going to die. Two different attitudes, two different personalities. But that's how his power is going to grow. And again, this is just an outline of how that's going to happen. And the great sword is going to be given to him. And with that sword, basically, it's the symbolism of either you do it my way or you're going to die. Period. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, well, Larry, here we go. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And behold, lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hands. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and wine. Now, later on, we're going to get into this number called 666. We're not there yet, just a little bit down the road. But basically what's going to happen is, when he takes full power, he's going to say, if you don't take my mark, I don't care what kind of credit card you got, I don't care if you got cash money. don't care if you're rich, poor, or indifferent. You're not going to be able to go into any Kroger, any grocery store around this planet and buy 1 ounce of food unless you take my mark, which means you bow down to me, you worship me. Now, there are going to be people that are going to take it. They're going to starve to death. Now, I used a sample last week. It's like we get a little snow around here. You go into any grocery store, you can't find bread or milk. That's what they buy out. They buy out every loaf, and I've never understood that in my life. But they go buy bread and milk. Of course, if you got small ones, milk is used for a lot of stuff. So, you know, you go and buy this out. Well, once people find out about this, they're going to try to go and rush these stores to buy food, and they're not going to be allowed to do it. Because if you don't have the mark, you don't have the check, you don't have whatever, you're not even going to be allowed in the store. That's how he's going to play the game. Either you worship me or you die. Don't make any difference to me, because I just assume the king is going to catch you. This is why I say, even in the midst of the world that we live in today, and we say it's bad, and it is. You look out across this globe, it's bad, but folks, you still can walk into any grocery store today and buy what you want. It's not that bad yet. And there's usually food on every shelf when you go in there. It's not that bad yet. Oh, people want to talk about how bad it is. We haven't seen how bad it's going to be until Christian people leave this planet. And then it's going to get bad. And everybody said?
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice out of the fourth beast say, come and see. And looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. He's going to get very, very aggressive. In the last 3.5 years, don't pay any attention to our children. We're glad they're in here. Keep your eyes on me. We're glad they're here. You're glad these children are in here, aren't you? Say amen.
Amen.
I want you to focus on me. This is some good stuff here. I want you to understand it. The last 3.5 years, this man's going to go nuts. And he's going to demand worship, and he's going to set his armies ablaze. And they're going to go across every continent, every continent, every continent, every continent. And if you don't have the mark of the beast, he's going to destroy you in place. And if you run, he's going to find you. He's going to starve you, or he's going to stab you. He's going to shoot you, or he's going to blow you up. He's going to find you in every nick and cranny if you don't come out and worship him. Now, yes, there are going to be people that are going to survive this, and we'll talk about this later on, but he's coming after you. He is not going to let you just run and say, well, I don't take the mark of the beast. I'm just going to live out my life. No, that's not what's going to happen. He is going to come after you with his people. Do you understand the picture? Do you see what it's saying? I want these to come alive on the page. I want you to understand how this man's going to get so neurotic. He wants total worship. You understand that? Total worship. Just like we worship Christ, this man's going to say, you better worship me. You get the picture? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry. Now, when he had opened the fifth seal, and this is where we pick it up, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they had on. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? During this 7-year period of time, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be killed because they won't take the mark of the beast. They're basically going to have to die for their salvation. Today, you and I don't have to go to that extreme. All we do is walk an aisle. All we do is bow our heads. All we do is pray to Jesus to come into our life. And we're saved. During this time, when people do that, they're going to be killed. They're going to hunt them down, and they're going to kill them. Now, the picture is that once they die, then they're going to join us who are already in heaven. And when they get up there, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, kill this rascal. He killed me. You're more powerful than him. Go down there and just kill him. Kill him. Get rid of it. Get rid of it.
It's killed me.
You know, Lord, I stood up for you and it cost me my life. Go and get him. You get the picture? You get the picture of what's going to happen? They're going to want, see, we're already in heaven. We didn't have to go through this. We didn't have to die. These people got killed. Got their hands cut off. Got their body all mangled up. Got blew up, shot up, stabbed up because of what they saw. Now when they get in heaven, they got an attitude. And they're like, Lord, we stood for you. Now go down and wipe the earth with this man. Now they got an argument. You with me so far? Do you get the picture? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, let's go. Look what happens. And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brother that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Here's what the Lord said to them. He said, not everybody's died yet. There are going to be other people that's going to get killed. But listen to me, I promise you, I'm going to take care of this. But we've got to wait just a little while. Now, every time I have taught or preached on this, the one thing that really gets into us is patience. You know, I don't want to have to go through what I'm going through. I mean, the last 4 months, I've gone through a lot. You know, I've come close to dying. I've had surgery after surgery. I go to the plastic clinic where those people stick me with 5-inch needles. I'm tired of that nonsense. I'm tired of it. And I said, Lord, just, you know. And then this has got to heal. So I've got 2 or 3 more weeks to go before this heals. And one thing leads to another. And I get in a bad mood. And I'll take it out on my kids if I want to. I'm in a bad mood. I'm hurting. And the Lord says, you know what? You're alive.
Amen.
You're alive. There's a lot of people a lot worse off than you. There's a lot of people who can't get up and stand and preach every day like you do. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. I'll take care of it in time. There'll be a time you won't have to worry about kidneys. There'll be a time you won't have to worry about plants. There'll be a time you won't have tubes out of you. There'll be a time when you'll be perfect, Brian, but it's not today. You get that? It's not today. We get like that. Because when we pray, we want an answer and we want it. Don't we?
Yes.
We want it now. And it's like, be patient. Have some what? Faith. It's all going to be okay. But number one, actually it's on my timetable, not yours.
Amen.
I'm going to do it on my time, not yours. Understand that. You serve me, and I promise you, every need and every want that you have will be taken care of. You follow me. And if there's a little pain along the road, well, join the club. I went through a little pain for you. You get the picture?
Amen.
This is the same situation. They're saying, Lord, go down there and heal him now. He said, no, not now, but it's coming. Not now, but it's coming. Have a little faith. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. That's how we have to live, folks. It's coming. The day is coming. Righteousness is coming. The second coming is coming. It's all coming. God's coming. The white horse is ready to be rode. The trumpet's ready to be sounded. He's coming. Be faithful. Be faithful. Do you understand that? Give the Lord a wonderful hand of applause. All right. And beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Matthew chapter 24 talks about this earthquake. You know, folks, we're leading up to this. We have earthquakes all over this globe, but never an earthquake's going to hit like this earthquake here. Because when Jesus throws an earthquake, it's an earthquake. I want you to see what's going to happen. All right, Brother Larry. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, and when she is shaken of a mighty wind. and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. This is going to be an earthquake that's going to shake the world. Getting ready for Jesus and his army to come. It's going to shake the literally foundations of the world. It's going to shake the trees so much it's going to look like they are now. And I don't care where you're at on this planet, there are trees that got leaves on it now. In this part of the world, we don't. But there, anywhere on this planet, sometime there are trees that got leaves on it. They're going to shake so hard that every leaf is going to fall off of them. That's how big an earthquake is coming. It's going to swallow islands. Where there's mountains, they're going to sink into the sea. Now that's a pretty powerful earthquake, isn't it, Kevin? It's going to shake the foundations, because when Jesus is getting ready to come, he's going to shake this world and let it be known I'm coming and the power I'm bringing with me. Let me tell you something. He created this world. He can do whatever he wants to do to this globe. It belongs to him. And he's going to shake it up. And the people on this planet who are living at that time, I want you to see the reaction that they're going to have. I want you to see it. All right, Brother Larry. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. I don't care how rich you are, how powerful you are. I don't care if you're a king or if you're a president. You're not going to be able to run from the power of God when he shakes this earth. They're going to run and say, rocks, fall on me and take me out of my misery. This place is going to hell. Believe me, that's what it is, because it's going to go to hell before it comes heaven again. Give the Lord a hand of applause. He's going to shake the world before he steps down here on it again. We're in a situation now where we deal with a loving God, a merciful God, a God of grace. But folks, I got family, you got family, I got friends, you got friends, they're going to see a different side of God. We need to be telling them and warning them. They need to wake up. I don't know where half this church is, but they better wake up. Just because your name's on our roll here, that don't mean nothing to me. Don't mean nothing to you. You can be the member of any church or every church on this planet. Being a member of this church ain't going to get you into heaven or survive you from this. The only thing that's going to survive you from this is when you truly know Jesus, you believe in Jesus, you put your faith in Jesus, you work for Jesus, and you act like he's your Lord and Savior. And you come to church, and I'm saying this mainly for the internet world, you go to church and you serve him, because that's what it's all about. If you hide from him now, you ain't going to be able to hide from him at this point in time.
Amen.
Tell you, people better get your act together. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Let's finish it up, Larry. And the great day of his wrath has come. And who shall be able to stand? It's a good question. When God gets ready to knock me off my feet, folks, I'm knocked down. I keep running. When he lifts me up, it don't matter how hard I fight, he's going to stand me up. He won't stand me up. But there's going to come a day when men, because they think they got the weapons of the world, we got some powerful weapons. I mean, every major country on this planet has got weapons that can lock this world. And I don't care if you stand behind the biggest bomb that you got, you're not going to be able to run from God. And his wrath is coming. No country, nobody will be able to stand when it comes and when God puts his foot down in this place. It's coming. Listen to me closely. It's coming. Everything under God's word has been fulfilled in this day. It's right here upon us. It's right here. It's in the now. God's people need to get their act together. Need to get ready. We need to be in God's house. We need to be worshiping him. I don't care if you have to walk, crawl, whatever you got to do, you can get in God's house, because this is the only safe haven that you're going to be able to run from, is in God's house. Now, I'll tell you what's going to be great, is when that trumpet sounds, and I leave this world, I don't care how much I've had to suffer on this planet, my suffering will be gone because I've laid it into the hands of Jesus. Do you understand that with me? Do you understand that? Give the Lord one more hand of applause. Matthew goes to the piano, would you stand, please? Now we're going to do something a little different after I have my prayer. We're going to invite Stephanie to come. And we're actually going to sing an invitation. And at the moment, we're going to have a prayer leading into that, but I just want you to know why she was coming to the stage. Will you bow your head with me, please? Every head is bowed and every eye is closed as Matthew begins to play. Jesus. Jesus. You know, there's just something about that name. There's mercy in that name. There's grace in that name. There's forgiveness in that name. But folks, he's coming. He's coming soon. If you're within the sound of my voice and you don't know Jesus, you need to know him. You need to do it today, not tomorrow. If you listen to me bowing your head today, I promise you, you need Jesus and you need him today. No matter where you're at or what you're doing, whether it's day or whether it's night, all you have to do is bow your heads and say, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me where I failed you. I want to be a child of yours. I believe in you as my Lord and Savior. And no matter where you're at, you will be changed in the blink of an eye. But the time is coming when that prayer won't get it. But right now is the day of salvation. Father, bless these moments. We thank you for your spirit in this place. May God's grace abound on this church and this congregation. And Father, to those who are not here today, Father, we pray for them. We pray that soon they'll be back with us, knowing that God's house is where they need to be. They need to be in God's house. Father, bless us. Watch over us. We thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name.